think I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Israeli Prime Minister's office says after a last-minute dispute with Hamas, a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal has been reached, and the Israeli cabinet will vote on it tomorrow. CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv says humanitarian aid trucks are already on the move.
Some are amassing on Gaza's southern border with Egypt in the border town of El Arish. That's just about 30 miles from Rafah. Preps are being made to try to open that Rafah border crossing that has been closed since May. Food, water, and medical supplies all waiting to get in. But first, we wait for that deal to be signed.
California firefighters are getting a reprieve from high winds before dangerous conditions are forecast to return next week. CBS's Danya Backus has more from Los Angeles.
FEMA disaster recovery centers are helping affected residents who have until March 10th to apply for individual assistance.
Please apply ASAP so you are in their system and you have that 18-month window to work with them to receive all of the benefits that you not only need in this time, but you deserve.
California's governor issued an executive order Thursday to expedite new temporary housing. The state is also cracking down on price gouging.
President Biden delivers a farewell address at a Defense Department ceremony. As CBS's Weijia Zhang reports, Biden also praised Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Charles Q. Brown.
Of course, he spoke extensively about their involvement in training Ukrainian fighters and really leading the effort to ensure Ukraine had what it needed to remain in the fight and not collapse to Russia.
The president also thanked troops for their service and sacrifice in defending the United States. On Capitol Hill today, more hearings for President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Among them, Doug Burgum for Interior, along with Scott Bessent, Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary. CBS's Torian Small also reports.
It's also Pam Bondi, who had quite a bit of a grilling on the Hill from Democrats. Even some of her biggest critics, though, like Dick Durbin, the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee, after her hearing came out and said he thought that she handled herself well. In fact, we followed up with him this morning, a day after that hearing, and asked him again on his thoughts. He said he thought that she did outstandingly well, and he thinks that she has the votes there to ultimately get confirmed.
China's population has fallen for the third straight year to 1.4 billion and faces an aging population and an emerging shortage of working-age people to support their elders. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
The parent company of a popular peer-to-peer payments app is ordered by feds to pay $175 million in refunds and a penalty for allowing fraud.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Block, the operator of Cash App, told users who lost money on the app as a result of fraud to ask their bank to reverse the transaction, which Block would then deny. The agency says Block, quote, deployed a range of tactics to suppress Cash App users from seeking help. The CFPB says when Block did conduct investigations, it, quote, used intentionally shoddy investigation practices to close reports of unauthorized transactions in the company's favor. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
American Express has agreed to pay more than $138 million to resolve a wire fraud investigation related to its sales and marketing practices. Feds say the company misled customers by touting tax breaks that simply didn't exist. American Express says it cooperated with investigators. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild for the season, lows in the low 20s. More clouds and warmer tomorrow, highs 40 to 45 and breezy. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. With sunshine, a high around 20 Saturday, but only 5 above Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
You. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are flies. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Mercy, can't you stand?
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Oh, I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Ow! Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than...
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Don't cry. for my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Working and slaving his life.
pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
WRJN.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold a throne, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
feel like you wanna cry.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time? Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Thank you.
can do about it. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Israeli cabinet will vote Friday on a ceasefire deal with Hamas. It comes after a delay. Secretary of State Antony Blinken delivered his farewell remarks from the State Department today and expressed confidence that a deal would be implemented. CBS's Willie James Inman says Blinken also outlined a plan for Gaza once the ceasefire deal takes effect.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has to pass the baton, essentially. He's talked about a day-after plan that he would present the incoming team with. That would call for the reconstruction of Gaza, that would call for a security force composed of other nations to be able to go into Gaza and make sure to keep things safe.
The medical examiner